I was dictating the note of the Paul Macas. I will dictate again. Please disregard the other note. Patient name PAUL, Paul MAKAS. Date of birth 05/12/1969. Date of appointment 04/17/2025. Requesting physician Joseph Dimaria, JOSEPIDIMARIA. Dear Dr. Dimaria, I have the pleasure of seeing Paul Macas today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is a 55-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who is in a subacute rehab after admission of the hospital due to the sepsis. He has a chronic ulcers of the right calf, varicose vein, decreased ambulation, unable to ambulate, obesity. He is in the subacute rehab and his legs are weak and numb. He cannot move the ankle. His left leg is more weaker than the right. This is going on for the last 2 months. Upper extremities are okay. Past medical history, chronic ulcer of the right calf with the fat layer exposed, varicose veins of the right lower extremities with inflammation, with ulcers of the calf with fat layer exposed, hypertension, pneumonia of the left lower lobe due to infectious organism, morbid obesity, pre-diabetic, chronic pain, unable to ambulate. Past surgical history, unknown, allergy. No known drug allergy, medications. Tylenol. Advair, Albuterol, Gabapentin, 100 milligram, 2 capsule in the morning, Gabapentin, 400 milligram, 1 capsule in the evening, Lisinopril, Methadone, Metoprolol, Pepcid, Polyethylene Glycol, Sanocide, Tums. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, lives in the subacute rehab. Family history, he does not have any children. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he's having weakness of the left lower extremities, unable to walk. Physical examination, blood pressure 160 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular urine rate, and rhythm, abdomen, south bowel zone present. Next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. There is no, please rewrite again, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, but chronic edema of the lower extremity is present. Right lower extremity is under bandage. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose. Notice metria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity. No tremor. Motor system examination is strength. Upper extremities 5/5. Lower extremities 3/5. Left foot is 0/5. Right lower extremity 4/5. Deep tendon reflexes. Upper extremity 2/4. Lower extremity knees 1/4. Ankle 0/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Assessment and plan, 55-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, left common peroneal motor neuropathy. Number 2, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number 3, weakness. Number 4, numbness. Next paragraph. His left peroneal motor neuropathy is a main problem, probably due to compression at the fibular head. Continue the physical therapy. Encourage him to walk. If not improved, then he need the MRI of the LS spine. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office for as needed basis.